My name is Lynn Marlin, and I'll give you a little bit of a background. I'm a cradle Catholic. Actually, I was 2 years old when I was baptized a Catholic. And I consider myself a good person. Went to church, received the sacraments regularly, and just kind of moved along the way, and everything was kind of good. Not great, but kind of good. In 1982, I hurt my back. I was lifting a bicycle up and put it up on a rack and herniated my disc. And was in a lot of pain, and really, back then, they didn't have MRIs to say, this is exactly what you did. So I had a lot of therapy, and at some point, I turned to prayer. It helped a little bit, but not much, really. Fast forward, in 1986, a friend of mine, Pat Higginbotham, asked me to go to a conference at Notre Dame, Charismatic Conference. So we went to a conference, and I was in a back brace. So during that conference, my back was healed. I was healed emotionally, spiritually, and physically. We came home, and the first week, I thought I was going to go nuts. Scripture started coming to my head. Now, I wasn't really into the Bible. I was just, weekly Bible. Scripture on Sunday. That was about it. The Lord would say, I assume it was God, Psalm 100. Isaiah 72. I mean, he was just throwing things out like that, and it was driving me nuts. I didn't know what was going on. So I went to Pat, and I said, look, this is what's going on. Ever since I went to the conference, this is what happened. And I actually started jotting it down. I wasn't reading it. I just jotted it down. And she said, well, God's speaking to you. Did you look to see what he was having, what he had to say to you? And I said, well, no. So I went home, and I had a list of these scriptures, and I started reading them. Well, I didn't like what he had to say. I mean, he literally scared me to death. He said, you're a blasphemer. You're a persecutor. You're arrogant. You gossip. I really didn't believe that. But then the Lord said, examine yourself. Really examine yourself. So that's what I did. I started examining myself, and I found it was true. I would say things about people. I would accuse people, and I was arrogant. Well, not too long after that, he gave me another scripture, and I would like to read it to you. There was once a person who had a fig tree planted in his orchard, and when he came in search of fruit on it, found nothing. He said to the gardener, for 3 years now I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree, but have found none. So cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil? He said to him in reply, sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it, and it may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down. When I read that, I felt like I had cancer and I was going to die within 6 months. He's going to cut me down. Not God, myself. I was going to put myself there. I had to change. God was telling me, you need to do something with your life. You're not heading towards me, you're heading towards destruction. He said, it may bear fruit. Well, what is the fruit? I took it as the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity. So Again, I started thinking I needed to change my ways, my thinking. Do you believe that Scripture is an inspired word of God? I do. He touched my life. He touched my heart. He told me to turn myself around and put my focus on God up here. Not on myself, not on the world out there, to put my focus on Him. He changed me. He's not going to cut me down. He has filled me. He has shown me the way to walk. He told me the truth. At one point, I thought maybe I was that woman at the well. You know, He showed me my sins. Well, thank you, Jesus. He did show me my sins, and He did turn me around, you know, to face that truth, that I was a sinner. But Christ healed me. Thank you very much. Am I supposed to tell you about the gift? Well, during this time, I can't quote Scripture. My biggest fear was to misquote Scripture, misquote the Lord. He gave me a gift that, while I'm praying, again, those Scriptures come to mind. Luke 13, Psalm 92, whatever. I don't know what they are. I just look them up and see what they are. And it's in a prayerful mode that I use these Scriptures. And it's just a gift that He's given me. And I just, He is so merciful, so merciful, that in my ignorance, He was so merciful, so merciful. So that's the gift. I have the gift of tongues, but the gift of Scripture is what He has given me, and I just praise the Lord and thank Him for it.